Jagadisha, and another statue, the parents of Lord Chaitanya, when they had their celebration, great celebration, having received this just amazing benediction of having a child like Lord Chaitanya. He was just not your ordinary child by any means. So, there are many things we can say about the situation right now, meaning Jagannath Misha having his festival with Sachi, and Vaitrayacharya came, and Lord Brahma came, and Lord Shiva came. Oh, what an event it was. So there are many things that we can say. To begin, I thought I could just read a few verses from Chaitanya Bhagavat, which kind of preface, give like a nice introduction to the whole program, actually. Please listen to this. Lord Chaitanya appeared on the full moon night of the month of Falguna, a day thus worshipped by Brahma and others. This day is the reservoir of devotional service, and therefore most sanctified, because the Supreme Lord, the best of the Brahmins, appeared on this day. Lord Nityananda appeared on the 13th day of the waxing moon in the month of Magh. And Lord Gaurachandra appeared on the full moon evening in the month of Falguna. These 2 days are most auspicious, because all favorable planetary conjunctions are present on these days. Therefore, whoever observes these 2 days attains devotion to Lord Krishna and freedom from the bondage to ignorance. Whoever hears about the appearance of Lord Gaurachandra will never feel distress, even during this life or at the time of death. By hearing these topics of Lord Chaitanya, one attains the fruit of devotional service to the Supreme Lord and accompanies the Lord in his pastimes, life after life. If a living entity hears the topics of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Dev, his service attitude is awakened, and he can accompany Sri Chaitanya in each of his incarnations within this world. Hare Krishna.
Hare.
What do you think of that? It's quite something, isn't it? That means you, all of you, nice devotees. Yeah. Because you've been hearing, I'm sure you heard that last night from His Grace Lady Prabhu. And I suppose on Sunday, I don't know exactly, but maybe on Sunday you heard more, is it? About Lord Chaitanya. Right, that's good. So yes, you fall into this category that if a living entity hears the topics of the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Dev, his service attitude is awakened, and he can accompany Sri Chaitanya in each of his incarnations within this world. Leading up to the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, the only one who really knew what was going on, that the Lord was going to appear, the only one who really knew was Advaita Acharya in Radharana temple this morning. We were reading that particular part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and when the full moon rose that evening, when the full moon rose and the eclipse happened, then Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur, they were in Shantipur, which is like the main place, I suppose, of Advaita Acharya in the Navadvip Mandal and the surrounding areas. So they were dancing and chanting like mad. You know how the devotees dance sometimes. You know, here in Phoenix, it takes a little bit more to get you warmed up. But, you know, if you follow in the footsteps of Patita Padmanabhi, you know, then you can get a little bit of the idea of how Advaita Acharya was dancing. And Haridas Thakur was with him and was dancing also. But then, after a while, Haridas Thakur asked Advaita Acharya, "Why are you so extremely excited?" And Advaita Acharya just said, "A great personality has appeared." That was, on that evening, yesterday. But before that, some interesting things had happened. So Haridas Thakur, it seems, he didn't even really know, even though he was a very close associate of Advaita Acharya. But one thing that happened, maybe 7 months into the pregnancy, you know, if you're familiar with the narration of the story, you would know that Lord Chaitanya only appeared, he only left the womb of his mother in the 13th month. What do you think about that, ladies, who have already given birth? I'm sure there's enough of you there. 13 months. 9, or whatever it is a bit of a push for what I hear. Anyway, for the men it's not a problem. But 13 months, that's quite a time. Of course, it's not 16 years like with Shukadeva Goswami. That's just another dimension altogether. But around the 7th month, Advaita Acharya visited Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi in Mayapur. They were living basically right where the birthplace is, because that's where the place was. It became the birthplace. So there they were, Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi. In their previous lives, they were Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. So there they were, and suddenly it should appear on their doorstep. But Advaita Acharya was the leader of the Vaishnavas in the region, in Nadia, district Nadia. He was the leader. Jagannath Mishra, he was also a prominent Vaishnava, very prominent, one of the senior devotees in the area, but still he was junior to Advaita Acharya. So Advaita Acharya arrived, and Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi received him with great respect and even with some ceremony. They greeted him and welcomed him, and they washed his lotus feet. It's really like very beautiful Vaishnava welcome. And then Advaita Acharya started looking at Mother Sachi. And actually he started looking at the womb, you know, the sort of, anyway, you know, that part of Mother Sachi's body, and just looking at it. It's a bit unusual, isn't it? And looking for some time. And as he was looking, he started crying. His lips trembled. Tears started coming from his eyes while he was looking intently at the womb and that sort of the torso of Mother Sachi. And he started chanting, but he couldn't even chant properly. The words were breaking up because there was so much feeling there. Something like when Lord Chaitanya was participating in the Rath Yatra, he would stop and turn and look back at Lord Jagannath on the chariot, and he would try to call out, "Jai Jagannath, Jagannath, Jagannath," but he couldn't. And all that would come out was something like, "Jaja Ganga, Jaja Ganga, Jaja Ganga," in a voice just choked with ecstasy. So basically the same thing happened to Advaita Acharya and Mother Sachi, who's sitting there looking at him, looking at her, and just started becoming bewildered. What has happened to the Acharya, the great leader of our Brahman Vaishnava community? What has happened to him? And Jagannath Mishra, he also became very concerned. And he said, "Please explain, I don't understand what is happening to you." And then Advaita Acharya circumambulated Mother Sachi and offered dandavas to her. And she and Jagannath Mishra just didn't know what to do, what is going on, how should we react. But you understand what's going on, don't you? So he circumambulated, offered dandavas, and this happened a few times. Then he got up, and Jagannath Mishra asked him, "Please explain, what is happening? What are you doing? Why are you doing this? What is behind all of this?" And Advaita Acharya, he said, Don't worry. In due course, you'll understand. Then, he offered sandalwood paste on the, what would you say, the womb?
Abdomen.
Abdomen, let's say womb. He offered sandalwood paste on her abdomen, the outside of her womb. And they don't know what on earth to do. They just don't know what to do. And then he offered flowers in Arati to her womb. Then again, seven times he circumambulated her. And then again offered full dandavats. And Yudhva Bhishma is continuing to ask, please explain, I don't understand. What is this? But this time Advaita Acharya said nothing and left. So like this, oh, what an amazing situation. What an amazing situation. And then finally, of course, the falling knife came after 13 months. And Lord Chaitanya appeared from the womb of Mother Sachi just as the moon was rising. But just as the moon was rising, what we understand to have been an unscheduled eclipse took place. You know, people know when eclipses are going to happen. It is not some sort of super rocket science. These things can be relatively easily calculated. At those times now, people know when eclipses are going to happen. There was no eclipse scheduled for that evening. But somehow, by the inspiration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, somehow Rahu got the inspiration to attack. It's actually an attack. He launched an attack on the full moon and covered the full moon. Rahu, the black planet. So there was an eclipse. There was an eclipse. And right at that moment, Lord Chaitanya appeared. And I think you know why the eclipse happened. They explained, I imagine, that Lord Chaitanya is Gaura Chakra, the golden moon. And our moon, well, of course, it's a bit cloudy tonight. We may not be able to see it. But our moon at least is silvery. It is silvery, but it also has black spots. Oh, it is really just not so impressive, particularly compared to a golden moon. And when we say golden, we don't mean golden like, you know, some of you got some jewelry on, some of it, and maybe some carat gold or other. Or it may just be gold plated from Shanghai. Or I don't know what, but you know what I mean. But Lord Chaitanya, the golden moon of Lord Chaitanya, he is like molten gold. Did you ever see liquid molten gold? That That makes your Kruger Rand look like, anyway, something not very significant at all. And even your wedding, you know, whatever you call it, what do they call it? A tally or a... Anyway, your wedding thingy. Even if it's 22 carats, it's just nothing like molten gold, liquid molten gold at all. And that's what Lord Gaurachandra looks like. Yes, the golden moon of Lord Chaitanya. So actually the esoteric understanding is that the silver moon was feeling embarrassed that I'm going to look cheap and tinny. I'm going to look like a piece of aluminium compared to this Gaurachandra. So he hid his face in the embarrassment, out of embarrassment. And Lord Chaitanya appeared. And everyone was chanting, because that was the practice during eclipses. And, yes, and Lord Chaitanya appeared. And the word spring. When we talk about the festival of Jagannath and Mishra, then this is all the happenings after the Lord actually appeared. The word spread to the heavenly planets. They had communication systems in the heavenly planets. Oh yes. Better than WhatsApp and whatever else. WhatsApp and whatever else. Or Messenger. Yeah. So the word spread. So Lord Brahma came. And Lord Shiva came. Lord Indra came. Would you believe the wife of Lord Nrisingadev came? That's Bhumi. And so many great personalities came from all over the universe. And in the house, well, in the house of Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi, a festival took place through the night. Through the night, not just to midnight, like on Janmashtami, and not just till, you know, what time, I don't know what time the program finished here last night, in Radharadhanath Temple, we finished about 9. What time we finished? Something like that. So not like 9 o'clock, not even midnight. The festival went through the night, and into the next day. And all these different personalities were coming. Different demigods. Different forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So many amazing transcendental personalities were coming. And they're all glorifying. They're all glorifying. This is kind of a rustic, country-style Bengal, where the people speak Bengali. But now you have all these demigods and people coming, and they're speaking Sanskrit. And some of them have subtle bodies, which you cannot see with our gross eyes. You need a more subtle form of vision. And some of them have semi-subtle bodies, which can partially be seen, but then you sort of see through them, like this. And you have all these different types of personalities coming. And forms of the Lord, the Supreme Lord Himself. And on the soles of the feet of the different forms of the Supreme Lord, they have their different markings. They have their different markings. So these great transcendental personalities inside the house, they're not wearing any shoes. They're all barefoot. And they're walking and leaving impressions. And Jagadish is moving around, and suddenly he sees a footprint with, you know, a rod for driving elephants, for example, a lotus, a certain type of fish. These markings are on the soles of some of these forms of the Lord and their consorts. And Jagannath Mishra saw these. And sometimes he wouldn't see the person, but the impressions would appear on the floor. Hari Bol. And others would see, and some of them would think, there are ghosts. Ghosts have come. And so they would chant different mantras to frighten away the ghosts. And then they hear, you know, well, someone would walk through, they couldn't see the person, but the person would bump into them. Did you ever have that happen? Someone bumped into you, but like the Invisible Man. When I was a child, I read The Invisible Man, and I got so frightened. So this is what happened to these devotees. They got so frightened, they're bumping into nobody. And then they hear people speaking, but they couldn't understand the language. Murga came, or in Sanskrit, Kartikeya, with some of his associates, and they were speaking Tamil. You understand Tamil? Salkya Ma. I know a little bit. Really, a little. Salkya Ma. Yeah, they would hear these conversations going on in languages they didn't understand. Tamil, then in Sanskrit. Because in those days, people didn't speak Sanskrit conversationally. It was a scholarly language. They just spoke Bengali. So, you know, they're just hundreds of people around, going into the house and through the house and around the house and then back again. And people coming with gifts. Aditi, the mother of the demigods, Aditi, she came and placed raw rice and kusha at the head of little baby Nimai. And all the people saw was this rice and kusha just appeared. And then she offered prayers in Sanskrit. May you stay here and bless us for a long time, for a very long time. So like this, it was the festival was very amazing festival. Devotees leading kirtan, brahmins chanting mantras, and producing yantras, and also speaking tantras. Very high-level biblical things were going on. And everyone was just so fascinated with the child. Such an amazing little child. And it went on all night. Like, you know, you may not be aware, but Srila Deepika Swami discusses how to observe Ekadasi, a classic Ekadasi. Classic means on the Dasami, you know what I mean? The 10th day, the day before the Ekadasi, that night, you start your fast. And you stay up the whole night, Dasami, going into the Ekadasi. You stay up the whole night, and you chant, and chant, and chant. And when you finish chanting, you chant. You just chant some more, and more. And then, okay, so now it's in the morning of the Ekadasi day. So what do? You carry on chanting and fasting, and you definitely don't go to sleep. Through the whole Ekadasi day, through the Ekadasi night, into the Dwadasi morning, you stay awake two nights, a full day, just chanting and chanting and chanting and fasting. And fasting and fasting. Completely fasting. And then in the morning of the Dwadasi, you could break your fast. And what about sleeping? Don't worry about it too much. On the night of the Dwadasi, you can sleep. Hare Krishna. Good program. So, yes. So this was the festival like that. It went through the whole night into the next day. And through the next night, the people just would not stop coming from all over the universe and all over the surrounding areas. But during that day, this day, the festival day of Jagannath Mishra, Nilabai Chakravarti, who was the father of Mother Sachi, he came and as part of the festival, he did a reading, astrological. Let's see. If I can read a few verses, what he said. Okay. So he said, the qualities I see in this child's horoscope are beyond those of a king. In fact, they are beyond all description. This child will be more learned than Brihaspati. He will soon manifest a reservoir of all good qualities. This child is non-different from Narayan. He will re-establish religious principles. He will preach wonderfully and thus deliver the entire world. People will receive from him love of God that is desired by even Brahma, Shiva, and Shukadeva. Just by seeing him, the people of this world will develop love for him, compassion for other living entities, and detachment from material enjoyment. What to speak of others, even Yavanas, who are averse to the Lord, will worship the lotus feet of this child. His glories will be sung in innumerable universes, and everyone, including Brahmins, will offer respects to this child. Who has the power to explain the auspicious symptoms that are found in this child's horoscope? I'll tell you one other interesting little thing. Later, when Lord Chaitanya was like a young man, someone insisted on doing his horoscope. And Lord Chaitanya agreed. So this person is doing his horoscope and, you know, whatever system they use, and he's completely into it. And they said, wow, you know what? In your previous life, you had 4 arms.
Nemo!
And Lord Chaitanya said, no. I know what I was in my previous life. In my previous life, I was a cowherd boy. So anyway, like this, what an event. What a super event, almost to end all events. And it was the beginning of the amazing, incomparable mission of Lord Chaitanya to benedict the world, to give mercy to the world through spreading the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, the Sankirtan movement. And that mission is just so inconceivable, actually, that it's still going on today. It's still going on today. And here we are, all of us, every single last one of us, we're all products of that mission. It's very amazing. We are all products simply of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya, the festival happened, Jagannath Mishra's festival happened, and gradually, of course, Lord Chaitanya, he grew. Time went on, he grew up to be a very astonishing child, very unique child. And then, just after Jagannath Mishra, his father, passed away, and Lord Chaitanya went to Gaya to do the last rites, and he met, actually for the second time, he met Ishvara Puri and received initiation from Ishvara Puri in Gaya. So then Lord Chaitanya returned to Navadvip, a God-intoxicated person, and started the Sankirtan movement. Up until that point in time, he had been hiding himself, at least his nature. He was well known in Navadvip because he was such a uniquely brilliant scholar, Brahman. But he was hiding his divine nature as the Supreme Lord, or even just as a devotee. But then when he returned from Gaya, He started to reveal all of this. Step by step. Step by step. And there's such an amazing description in Chaitanya Bhagavat of the Mahaprakash Leela, Shata Prahariya Leela of Lord Chaitanya, when he really started revealing himself openly to all the devotees and calling all the devotees and telling them how they had been associated with him in previous lifetimes in some cases, how he had appeared to them in this life in some cases, even before he had really appeared as the child of Mother Sachi. That Mother Kashmira, something very amazing. First of all, first thing Lord Chaitanya did was, this is in the house of Shivas Thakur, he went to the altar. On the altar was Shalagram Shila. He moved the Shalagram Shila one side and sat on the altar and didn't move for 21 hours. Yes. And then, well, first thing he said was, bathe me. Bathe me. So they brought hundreds of pots and thousands of liters of water from the nearby Ganges. The first one to bathe him was Lord Nityananda, who just came right up. He didn't bother pouring it on his feet first, which is sort of traditional nice way to do these things. He just poured it straight over his head. Lord Nityananda, just chanting, Jai, Jai, Jai. And then, so after the bathing, so Lord Chaitanya was still sitting there, totally saturated. He said, I want to eat. Bring something. So they brought, literally, tons of bananas. Thousands. They went to the market and bought all the sweets. What's your favorite sweet? Yes. Chalamayaj. There was about 20,000 pieces. What's your favorite sweet? Mongol sweet. Okay. Anytime. Like chum chum. Okay. Anyway, yeah. And then they brought thousands of liters of Ganges water. And Lord Chaitanya just drank it all and ate thousands of bananas, tens of thousands of sweets, every type of sabji you can imagine, and many that none of us can imagine. Literally tons and tons, and then more tons. And he would, in the middle of eating something, he'd stop and say, Pranav, bring me some, what? Alu, sabji. I want alu. And Pranav would run off and bring a whole pot. And Lord Chaitanya would eat the whole thing. So this is going on, and the devotees are watching it, and they're just in total amazement and understanding he is the Lord. We've been hearing some rumors, but now we can see it's true. And then Lord Chaitanya started calling devotees and revealing himself to those devotees. For example, he called Murari Gupta. He called Murari Gupta, who, and said, "Look at me, Murari. Look at me." And Murari looked at him. And what did he see? Lord Chaitanya became Lord Rama. And Lord Nityananda was standing, Lord Chaitanya, on the altar. And Lord Chaitanya said, "Look at Nitai." And Murari looked at Nitai and saw Lakshmi. So, yes. Then he looked at Gadadhara and saw Sita. And he's just completely overwhelmed. And he said, "But my Lord, something is wrong. Something is wrong. Where is Hanuman?" And Lord Chaitanya said, "Murari, look at yourself, Murari." And Murari looked at himself and saw that he was Hanuman, because he is. He's Hanuman. And then Murari just collapsed in ecstasy. And Lord Chaitanya called so many different devotees. Well, one of the main ones he called, and this is very amazing. This is very amazing, actually. One of the main ones he called was Mukunda. Mukunda was the great singer he was such a singer that when he would sing, sometimes rocks would melt. Who's our best singer here? I think there's a group. No, it's Prabhu. It's between am I right? Is it something like that? Yeah. But when they're singing just so sweetly and beautifully with transcendental empowerment, did you ever see rocks melt? No? Not yet? Not yet. Okay. So when Mukunda would sing, then rocks would sometimes melt. And it was really just very amazing. So it was like that with Mukunda. And, well, right at the beginning, if you recall, I read a blessing. I read a blessing for those who listen nicely to the description of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, then they will get to appear with him whenever he appears. Yeah. So there's a blessing here in the story of Mukunda, this great singer, and what happened with him during this Mahaprakash Leela. This is the blessing, just to make sure you're going to really listen, okay? Anyone who hears this story of the deliverance of Mukunda will sing with him. Anyone who feels happiness by hearing this narration of the deliverance of Mukunda will certainly meet Lord Chaitanya face to face.
Haribo!
Haribo!
What can you say? Anyway, what happened was, There's this map Kashmir going on, which Chaitanya is calling different devotees one after the other, hundreds, hundreds, and explaining who they are, like in Krishna Leela, in some cases in Ram Leela, and someone else's in some other Leela, and showing himself like that. So he called everyone, except Mukunda, who's like just one of the very prominent and loved devotees, because his singing, his kirtan is just out of this world. But Lord Chaitanya didn't call Mukunda. So Shiva's Thakur, it's all happening in his house. He's like the host. Shiva's Thakur, he thought, well, maybe our Lord has forgotten about Mukunda. There's so many people here. He's called so many. Maybe he just forgot. So he thought, let me remind Lord. So Shiva's been to Lord Chaitanya and said, my Lord, you know, and it's you've overlooked Mukunda, the singer, the wonderful kirtan singer. I think you've just somehow slipped your mind, and he's just nearby, just outside the courtyard. Can I call him? And Lord Chaitanya got really angry. Really angry. And said, I did not forget Mukunda. And don't you call Mukunda. Don't call him. I want you to know, I never want to see Mukunda again, ever. Ever. And Shivas was shocked. Mukunda is such a wonderful devotee. What could be the problem? And Lord Chaitanya explained. He is a hypocrite. He's a hypocrite. Whoever he associates with, if it's a Shivite, or a Durga worshipper, or whoever, a Mayavadi, an atheist, and the Vaishnavas also, he acts like them. He acts like them. And he agrees with whatever they say. So if the person he's associated with is a Shivite, then Mukunda says, Om Namo Shivaya. Shiva stu Bhagavan Swayam. If he's associating with Durga worshippers, then Durga stu Bhagavan Swayam. Yes. And if he's associating with Mayavadis, then very quickly he says, oh, it's all one. So he's a cheater and a hypocrite. And Lord Chaitanya said, he is like a person who, with one hand, he presents a nice fragrant flower to you. But in his other hand is behind his back and he's holding a club in the other hand. So when you accept the nice flower and you think, oh, how nice, he pulls out the club and hits you. This is the type of person he is, and I never want to see him again, ever. So, Mukunda heard that, and Shrivas went out to Mukunda and tried to console him, and Mukunda explained, I live in a big extended family. Many uncles and aunts and brothers and cousin brothers and grandparents and people, I don't even know who they are. And they all have different convictions. They're all following different paths. And I live with them. I have to live with them. So I can't argue with all of them. My life will just become one big argument. So just to keep the peace, I just say, yes, 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 very nice. And make it seem like I agree with them. But I don't agree with them. I don't agree with them. It's just my strategy for keeping peace. So she thus went back and explained to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, well, all right then, you can tell him that he will see me after 10 million lifetimes. Mukunda's just around the corner. He's hearing all of this. And Mukunda heard this. I will see my Lord again after only 10 million lifetimes. Oh, how wonderful. And he started dancing and jumping and shouting, I will see, I will see, I will see. And he started dancing and flying uncontrollably and making such a noise. And Lord Chaitanya asked Shivas, what's that? Who's that? What's going on? And Shivas said, well, my Lord, it's Mukunda. He's heard. He's going to see you after 10 million lifetimes. And he's really so happy. He's very happy. And Lord Chaitanya said, oh, just bring him here now. So they went out to get him. But they couldn't catch him. Because he was dancing and jumping and rolling and spinning so wildly, completely out of control. So happy that he'll see the Lord after only 10 million lifetimes. So then he came in. Well, they carried him in, actually. They caught him and they carried him in. And Lord Chaitanya told him, you know, I was just joking with you. I wanted to see your faith. You have such faith. You have such faith in me that you were happy to only see me after 10 million lifetimes. But please know, you will be with me always. Wherever I appear, you will be there and you will sing for me. So as we read, anyone who hears this story of the deliverance of Mukunda will sing with him, means will be there singing with Lord Chaitanya whenever he appears. And anyone who feels happiness by hearing this narration of the deliverance of Mukunda will certainly meet Lord Chaitanya face to face. So, devotees, you're really fortunate because these things apply to you, actually. At least to many of you, maybe to all of you, but definitely to many of you. You have very bright futures. Actually, you are already living in what was previously thought to be or seen to be a bright future, but now it's the present. If we had known before and understood what it means to become members of the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, under the supervision of Srila Prabhupada, if we had been aware of that and what it means previously, then we would have thought, what a bright future. What a bright future. If that comes to be, how fortunate will I be? Well, that bright future came to be, and we're living in it right now.
Haribo!
Haribo!
Gauranga! Is that we may not realize it clearly enough, and therefore we may become a little familiar with it, and let our mind contemplate other things, and think that other things are nice. I mean material things. Just like one of our disciples quite some many years ago, he wanted sacred initiation. So he came to the initiation committee and they told him, no, you can't. You can't get second initiation. And he said, why not? And they said, because you were at the Bollywood concert on Saturday. And he said, what? How do you know that? And one of the members of the initiation committee said, because I saw you. So, yeah, familiarity breeds contempt in so many ways, with so many, not just people, but things also. Yeah, so that's our only problem. Otherwise, as Prabhupada said, when you come to Krishna consciousness, then you are standing on the threshold of eternity. It means right in the doorway, which is leading to eternity. All you have to do is take one step, just step through. So on this great occasion, festival of Jagannath Mishra and just Gopalila, on this great occasion, we should really try to focus our thoughts, focus our hearts, focus our minds on appreciating our good fortune, on appreciating the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, the mercy of Lord Nityananda, all these things. We should really, from time to time, even fairly frequently, we should do a little stock take, if you know what I mean, of our Krishna consciousness. Just check it out. Go through it, examine it a bit. How is my Krishna consciousness? Am I really doing things the way that they should be done? We need to do this from time to time. Otherwise, you become subject to what we call creeping materialism. You don't even notice it. It's sort of like when a child grows, they don't notice it. It's not like every 5 minutes, you can measure yourself again. You just don't notice it's creeping, that it's happening. So there's such a thing as creeping materialism. Our consciousness can become infiltrated, and, you know, we may know, we may not even know, but it can happen. So therefore, we need to reevaluate from time to time. And we need to really take shelter. And we need to really appreciate and develop gratitude for the gifts that we've received, the mercies we've received, and a day like today and yesterday, these are just the perfect opportunities to really try to focus in this way from the benefit. Hare Krishna.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai.
Shri Gopinath Mahaprabhu Ki Jai.